I'm not sure how I feel about this data. I can see how I compared to other teachers, and I can see where I'm supposed to be with the skills, but it feels a little overwhelming. I mean, I believe the data, and I believe the skills help kids do better in class, but I'm just not sure where to begin. Don't get me wrong, I could see how this stuff could help, and it's definitely better than feeling like I'm just yelling at the kids all the time. But I already feel overwhelmed in my work, and having one more thing to work on may not be a priority right now.
You think these new strategies have value, but you're concerned about the time it will require.
Yeah, I have a lot on my plate. I think these new strategies in the long run could really help, but when I think about this week, it's hard to find the energy.
You're weighing the pros and cons of trying these new strategies.
Yeah, definitely. Don't get me wrong, I see the value in them, but with all the initiatives going on in the school and my normal workload, thinking beyond that can be a little overwhelming.
Sure, yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most important, how important would you say that these strategies seem to you?
They seem like a really good idea. I guess I would say an 8 or a 9.
The new strategies seem very valuable to you. What is it about them that seems so valuable?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I've struggled with is my tone. And the students know I care a lot about them, but I've been getting so frustrated that I think sometimes I'm pretty negative. So turning that around would really mean a lot to me, and I think would improve my ability to teach as well. And regarding the opportunities to respond, that's something I hadn't thought as much about, but it's clear how much it enriches instructing the students.
You think it would strengthen several areas. Your tone towards the students would be more in line with how much you care for them, which I really respect. And you say a more positive atmosphere could improve instructional opportunities, and using OTRs would enrich your lessons.
Yeah.
You rate the importance of these strategies high. Using the same scale, how confident are you in your ability to implement them?
I think that's probably a lower number, maybe a 5. But as I'm talking about the benefits, I think my willingness to try it is actually increasing.
So despite recognizing the challenges, your desire to try the strategies is increasing.
Yeah, it just seems like in the long run, my life and the students' lives would be a lot easier.
Yeah, sure. So when you picture yourself using the strategies, can you describe how things might be better in your classroom?
Well, using the opportunities to respond could definitely help engage the students throughout my lessons and help them retain more of what I'm teaching. And if I'm catching them behaving well or just giving them positive interactions, I think that can't help but make the environment in the room more productive.
You're describing a livelier and a happier classroom. Of the options we've discussed, which changes seem the most possible?
I think the easiest thing for me would be the positive feedback. Just paying more attention to how often I engage with the students that way.
Okay. So how confident are you that you could increase your positive feedback to the students this week?
I would say an 8, even if it's just simpler interactions before class.
That's excellent. It's a high number. It sounds like you're prepared to commit to making that one behavior change.
Yeah, I guess breaking it down to a single focus area makes it a lot less overwhelming.